Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But it's not just any old weekend in Pittsburgh. For the first time ever in history, it is legal for sports betting. And Rivers Casino has been doing this for the last few weeks. Curious how it's going. And with the NFL's playoffs, that always attracts, I would imagine.
What, the NFL's still going?
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, he is the general manager at Rivers Casino, Bill Kina. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
So you got a lot of folks coming out and taking advantage of sports betting over there?
Yeah, we still do. The weekends, especially with the playoffs going on, it is very crowded still. Hasn't let up any at that. But the weekday during the week, it slowed down a little bit. But
wait,
certainly
Bill,
on the weekend.
Describe that. Describe that weekend scene. I mean, because obviously you can come up and make a bet on a game, but then is there somewhere to sit down and watch that game? I mean, what's the environment like for people who haven't been in the Rivers to see it?
The answer is yes, there is places to sit, but they fill up very quickly. We have about 95 seats where you can sit down with tables. There's tables, there's individual chairs too. But there's people that order food and beverage for those areas, and they fill up, and they will max out very quickly, and then it'll be down to standing room only around the seating area. So there'll be people standing crowds six, oh, that's not even accurate, 20 deep watching these games.
Really?
The yes, it is very intense. It is the sheer volume of people and the excitement in that room is, and it spreads to the whole casino. So, I mean, you can hear people cheering all over the casino floor.
That's
crazy.
Because
we have TVs going everywhere in the casino too. So it's not just the sports book.
And in particular, these NFL playoff games from last weekend came right down to the wire in many cases. So I imagine there were some real loud cheers and heartbreak too. But let's back up, Bill, because for those that don't understand, sports betting, legal. Let's go over some of the basics for people who have never done it that way before. Well, most people haven't done it that way before. So what's the minimum? How does this work?
Okay, the minimum bet that we will accept is $5.
Okay.
And then they can go up from there to any amount that they want to bet. They can do teasers. They can do parlays. They can do straight bets. There's just a whole gamut of different bets that they can bet. It just doesn't have to be on football either. They can bet different sports. They can pick a NFL team and a basketball team, an NBA or NCAA team on a parlay type situation. Or
all right,
straight bets on those.
So let's say one of the NFL games this weekend, I put $5 on a particular team and they win. What could be the return on that $5?
Well, it depends, and I can't answer that because the it depends on who. Are you taking the underdog, or are you taking the favorite? Are you taking and the points change as time goes on. So it's hard to answer that question because of the fact that the odds change and if they're taking the underdog or the favorite.
All right, well, let's just for fun, let's pick a game. Let me pick an NFL game. Let's see who's playing. I know that you got the Patriots and the Chargers, right? Now there's a line on that, and I'm guessing that it's the Patriots who are favored. They're at home. They're the perennial team that shows up in the playoffs. So if I wanted to say, let's just guess. I'm just putting 7 points as okay. Just say.
All right. So you take the Chargers and 7 points, and you put $5 on it.
What would you win? $5.
Well, you'd win. Yeah, he'd win $6 on that. So you get your $5 back and your $6 if you get the, depending on what the money line spread is.
Huh.
I didn't realize it was tied to that, too. I just thought it was pretty straight up. That's interesting.
Or let me give you another example.
Okay.
That was a great one. So the top three bets that we're getting right now, if you wanted to place a bet to say who's going to win the Super Bowl,
okay,
which NFL team? So right now the Chargers are 10-1, the Colts are 12-1, the Eagles are 12-1. And just for an FYI, the Eagles a month ago were 66-1.
Oh,
wow.
All right, so yeah, if you put a bet on the Eagles at 66-1 and you put $5 on it, then you multiply 5 times 66 if they win.
That's correct.
Okay.
I heard.
And now it's dropped since a month ago down to 12-1. So you can see how that's why it's hard to answer your question. The odds change on these things.
But if you put the bet on when it was 66, then you get the 66. It's whatever
absolutely.
It is when you do the bet. Okay.
Yes.
Now, can you
yes.
bet on whether the coin flip's going to be heads or tails?
I don't know if we have that parlay yet, but we're just started putting in, not parlays, those are called proposition bets, and we've started putting proposition bets up, and I don't know off the top of my head if that is one of them.
Yeah, this is an evolving thing, Bill, as you told us. I mean, it's in its infancy here in Pennsylvania. Obviously, Las Vegas has done this for years, and in fact, a friend of mine put $200 before the college football season on Pitt winning their ACC division. And he got $2,400.
Wow.
Yes. We have bets like that here right now for the NCAA basketball tournament where people are taking long shots. I saw one the other day, and I don't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but it was a small bet, big return on SMU winning the NCAA tournament. Yes.
So can I put $5 on it's going to be orange Gatorade poured on the winning coach in the Super Bowl?
Don't believe you can do that one yet.
Ah, shit.
But who knows?
That's my kind of bet.
This is exciting times, and unlike ever before, this weekend people will be legally sports betting at Rivers Casino. Yeah, this is you guys are learning too, right?
We are absolutely learning. We learn from an operational standpoint, improvements to make, and, you know, like I said, it is evolving. And, you know, I got to tell you, to your comment, the legal sports betting, I have talked to numerous of our guests down there in the sports book, and they are very happy that they can do that now, place a legal bet and not have to go elsewhere to try to do an illegal bet. And so they're ecstatic about that, and not have to use a bookie.
Fascinating. Bill,
yeah,
I know
bookies aren't happy about it.
You'll have a big weekend and appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you again.
Bill Keena, General Manager at Rivers Casino on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.